Welcome to Meet You at the Museum with me, JP Devlin. Like Meet Me at the Museum, we'll be stepping inside some of the UK's most fascinating museums. But this time, I'll be talking to you, members of the public, and uncovering personal stories about why you come, what you love, and why these places mean so much to you. You couldn't ask for a better welcome to Edinburgh than to step off the tram and be serenaded by the pipes. There's a lot of walking up and down hills in the old town of Edinburgh, but that's no bad thing really, because it gives you the chance to see some of the very beautiful buildings in the capital, including this one, the National Museum of Scotland. Here it is on Chamber Street, and that's where I'm heading. So let me just check, see if I've got my National Art Pass. Yep, there we go. National Art Pass in hand. So let's head in. Here we are inside, and in front, a steeple engine is on display here. To the right, we've got a cafe, and this is the sort of reception area. Hiya. Do you work here?
I do, yeah. Hi.
Good. This is a bit like a cavern or a cellar, this entrance here. Has this always been like this?
That's right, yeah. So this used to be a cellar, as you say, and then the building was redeveloped between 2008 and 2011. And so we cleared it all out, we created a new entrance hall. So you do all the business of arriving in the museum before you go up into the Grand Gallery,
up the stairs here.
And begin to take in the collection.
It's the National Museum of Scotland. So would I be right in thinking this is devoted to the history of Edinburgh and Scotland, or is there more to it?
Well, that's part of it, and it's a key part, but actually the founding principle was kind of that Enlightenment idea of showing Scotland to the world, but also the world to Scotland. We've got natural sciences, we'll see T-Rex poking out at us there, we have global arts, culture and designs, science and technology, we invented everything, as you know, so you have John Boyd Dunlop's prototype for the pneumatic tyre, through to Dolly the Sheep, and then the history of Scotland from its geological foundation, all the way through to more or less the present day.
So it's basically Scotland and the world in here?
That's right, yeah, it's the world under one roof.
So here we are on the first floor, which is the old entrance to the museum. So we have walkways around the side for going up to each floor, and this wonderful glass ceiling. This atrium, this space here is amazing. It's beautiful. So crossing over now into the newer part of the museum, which looks at Scotland through history.
I'm looking at the museum pieces reflecting the Battle of Culloden in 1746. Artifacts made at the time reflecting the battle, from tiny pieces to large muskets. It brings it alive. It reflects a hell of a lot of what Scotland's all about in terms of its spirit and independence.
So there's lots of like little things here that you wouldn't get in a textbook, but they're real objects. Like there's some handwritten pages, there's cutlery, there's a gun, maps, and little bits and pieces.
Yeah, and the stories of the battle and Bonnie Prince Charlie's struggle as well. So that's the real context of the times brought to life, I think, pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
This little frame itself is central to Scotland's history, and I think really important, and that's what attracted us to it.
So this one piece in the museum,
indeed,
if you like, encapsulates the crucial sort of point in Scotland's history.
Yeah.
Neither of you are Scottish, is that right?
No, we're not.
My accent's Scottish.
Yes. No, we live in the south of England.
So why is this particular area here, you know, this Battle of Culloden, Bonnie, Prince Charlie, why have you
wanted
to see this?
It's the romance of it all.
It's the romance and myth.
Yeah.
We've been on holiday to the Isle of Skye. We've seen the East Monument there. So it's like part of the romance, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think Scotland has got spirit, not only in the cabinet and on the rugby pitch.
I know Scottish people like to think that of themselves, but it's as people who are outsiders, it's something we believe. I think it's reflected in a lot of the history and geography too, because the geography is very romantic, spiritual.
I think you should actually move to Scotland.
We'd love to.
Would you really?
Yeah, but we wouldn't. No, because we've got too much family down south.
But the important thing is to come and look and experience not only Edinburgh, but the rest of Scotland, Highlands.
So we'll be back.
In Sutherland, they refused. The Countess was outraged.
As the people resist by force, no one can complain.
I'm a volunteer guide at the museum. I'm just coming here to do some research on tour that I give in this part of the building.
So this is the sort of Scottish history part of the building?
Yeah, this is when it opened in 1998, so 25 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And the Museum of Scotland, so a museum of Scottish history from the earliest times of humans living in Scotland about 10,000 years ago up to the present day.
If there was one little object that maybe wouldn't be aware of that you would want to draw my attention,
come and see the collar, which was put on the neck of a serf working in a coal mine. So up until the end of the 18th century, lots of people who worked in coal mines particularly, but in other kinds of industry, were serfs, so as if they were slaves. So this is a collar that was put on the neck of a man, Alexander Stewart, who was convicted of theft, and he was given the choice: would you like to be executed, or would you like to become a serf and work for the local landowner? So he becomes a serf, and he has this collar put on his neck, and he has a brand, a burnt mark on his forehead. So we know this from the court records. So this is not something that I've ever seen anywhere else, a kind of unique reference back to what life was like at the time of the Industrial Revolution.
It makes you think of Alexander Stewart himself.
Indeed, yeah.
Doesn't happen to wear that.
That's right, yeah. And of course, we don't really know how it came to be. It was found in a river, so did he manage to take the collar off, or who knows? We'll never know.
This tells you about a person.
It tells you
life.
About a very ordinary person who probably had a pretty bad life.
Is that your subject, if you like, Scottish history?
Well, it's become my subject, yeah. So I was involved in the construction of the building back in 1998.
Of this new part?
Yeah,
of the, right.
Yeah. So I was the project director for that.
Right.
So I was working at the museum then. I'm now retired.
So you basically could never leave this building?
I guess not.
You'd be an exhibit maybe one day?
I think that's probably true. Some people probably think I am.
Into the next room, which is science and technology.
Hello.
I have to ask, what are you doing on that? What is that?
I have no idea. Having eaten a very big lunch, one's quite surprised. I can do that. Lifting our own weight, apparently.
So this, you sit on this seat and pull a cord and lift yourself.
Yeah. Yes, it's hard.
It was hard, yeah.
I wondered whether we were going to go higher, but we didn't.
Right.
And we also came to see the Millennium Clock chiming.
The big, yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's magic. It's brilliant.
But it means you're all gathering there on the hour. So yeah,
we have a weekend, Sunday, Monday, due to work. So it's a part of our weekend. We've known each other for quite a short period of time, I'd say, wouldn't you?
Lots of people I meet in museums, couples like this, if you like, have only known each other for a short period of time.
Yeah,
this must be the sort of place you come at the early stages of a relationship.
Yeah. It's kind of, we call it swanning around, you know, so we're just enjoying going around together. We come up here maybe once a month.
See what's what? Yeah, that'd be the second time, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's nice.
So you're sort of at early days, playing it by ear, and all these expressions, and
In fact, what was that quote you found in the book?
Oh, yes, I've been waiting for you.
Yeah. I've been waiting for her.
Ah, here she is, the famous Dolly the Sheep. And Dolly is mounted in a glass case and moving in a circular direction so you can see Dolly from every angle. Dolly is the most famous sheep in the world. She was the first mammal cloned from an adult cell in 1996. Dolly was the only live lamb from 277 eggs used in cloning. What has brought you here today? Are you in the city or do you live here? Or you
We're uni students at Edinburgh and we were on our way to a lecture and...
You got waylaid.
And yeah. Yes, exactly. And here we are.
Dolly the sheep here is a big attraction at the museum and you guys have come along to have a look at her as well.
I think we just had a little wander around and...
Suddenly we saw her
and we were like, no way, is that that's Dolly.
Dolly.
That's the Dolly.
Dolly. Yeah. It's not every museum you see a sheep and a Formula One car in the same room.
Yeah. Were you familiar with Dolly, who she was?
We were during the science classes at school.
She came up once or twice. Didn't realise that she was on display.
She's a very special sheep, obviously, you know.
Well, the world's most famous. And I don't know why today of all days we actually decided to enter.
What are you studying? Are you all studying the same thing?
Yeah, we all study Chinese.
Well, there is a Chinese room here, of course.
Is there?
Yeah. So you've learnt something here?
Yes,
I'm like
have.
A guide today.
Oh, yeah, you are.
We get to keep you all day. Yeah.
Come around with us.
So this is like a natural history museum. We've got camels, llamas, elephants, sharks hanging from the ceiling, Tyrannosaurus rex, lions, tigers, there's an emu. What are you guys doing here taking selfies with polar bears?
So this is our first time we came in Scotland and we are seeing like all the new animals, something. So yeah, it's excited, like we all are excited to see, you know.
Right. So you've come to Scotland and you've come in here to the National Museum and you've come in to see polar bears.
Yeah.
Not just polar bears, but everything, whatever we can see, like sightseeing and all, nature. Yeah. It's beautiful here. No. We have come from Middlesbrough.
So this is our first day, so we planned for museum first because it's, you know, the Scotland, we like it's very historic and all, so that's why we decided to start with the museum to see all
right.
this. Like, next plan will be like a castle and all, castle and somewhere in the town, palace, Royal Mile and all the streets.
And what do you do in Middlesbrough?
We all are a student.
Oh, students?
Yes.
What are you studying?
We all are studying like mechanical engineering.
So doing masters in mechanical engineering.
Oh, right. So you're all engineers.
Yeah.
Right. So there'll be things in here as well at the museum that'll be of interest to engineers.
Yeah.
Everything is interesting here.
Yeah.
It's everything is new, you know. It's a lot. Actually, we belong to India. We are from India. So it's a huge difference between, you know, the culture of India and the things over here in UK and Scotland.
This is my lunch hour, and I just like to wander about. There's always something different to see. I usually look out something and I say, I must try and find that. I come in here every, at least once or twice a fortnight, because I work next door.
Oh, right.
Though I'm also a carer, so I spend a lot of the time looking after somebody as well.
Is it a family member?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He's on his own, but... I spend a lot of the time with him because he can't be left on his own for long. If he's left too long on his own, he'll just go downhill.
So he needs
somebody to keep him going. Yeah.
But
he can go in his own wee world that you just don't know. So someday he might come back again, wherever he's gone. But this is an escape from it all, really, isn't it? Yeah.
So off to the side here, there's a special exhibition, Bernhard Klein, Design in Colour. Let's have a look inside.
He was a textile designer back in the 60s. I would say that was typical Bernhard Klein. Bright, bright colours, roughly woven. I mean, that's a chunky, chunky weave, using natural fibres and fabrics. I actually met him. I went to visit him in his house in the Borders. I was a textile design student back in the 80s and I had a friend who was really interested in textiles and knitting, I think was her thing, and we just arranged to go and to visit him, and it must have been as simple as that. We got in touch and were invited to come to his house, and as you can see in the picture, it's very kind of the kind of 60s design, Frank Lloyd Wright, that sort of very much glass and concrete but very much set in the nature mm-hmm. with the Scottish borders, and it's such bold and distinctive style. Very, very impressive on a... you get a real impression, influence as a student.
Well, what was it like then going to meet him?
I mean, it was only in my early 20s, so I probably just had a bit of a giggle about it, to be honest. But here we were in this man's house. It's like, what are we doing? I just remember feeling very comfortable.
Well, are you still involved in textiles?
I'm a singer-songwriter. So I understand influence and impression, and instead of creating cloths, I create songs. But I couldn't believe it when I saw the advert. I thought, I must go and see this. As I say, I met the man up in his house.
I mean, what does it feel like when you come in here to see his work on display?
It's lovely, it's beautiful, especially the colourful stuff and the big weaves that he used, the vibrancy and how it's lived so long. These are classic designs, very ageless, timeless.
Are you glad you came?
Oh, definitely. I'll spend a bit more time.
On your own. I'll leave you.
Tell me a bit about yourself.
Back down to the Grand Gallery, and that finishes my trip around the National Museum of Scotland today. A wonderful insight into the history of Scotland and indeed into the world in general in the many rooms that are in the museum. Thank you to everyone who spoke to me today, and I hope they enjoyed it as much as I did. I'm going to head out now onto the streets of Edinburgh. But before I go, I see a couple of ladies over there who seem very excited to be in each other's company, so I'll go over and say hello. Excuse me, ladies.
Hi.
Sorry to bother you. What brings you two here today, then?
As children, we came here all the time, so it's a bit of nostalgia. It's getting back to something I did when I was a lot younger.
Reliving childhood haunts, really, aren't we?
Yeah. Right. So you're sisters?
Yes. Hi. This is my baby sister. I've always called her my baby sister.
I was the afterthought.
The surprise.
The surprise, yeah.
So you used to come here when you were kids?
Yes, yeah. Oh, very much so. We spent a lot of time here. Yeah.
Can you remember things, objects here when you were children that really stuck with you?
I remember all the things you pushed. I always liked the kind of things. And the mummies, I was quite intrigued by the Egyptian mummies. I remember saying to them, is there dead people in there?
Yeah. And quite like animals.
There was a wee stuffed rabbit that I wanted. There was a wee stuffed bunny that was so cute that I wanted to keep it.
Lots of wonderful memories.
Yeah. One bad memory, because I remember coming with a friend one Saturday and we were doing something at school and we had to finish off this project. And it's the only time I ever did it. You know, the revolving doors? We went round twice and we got told off. The security man said, out until you can behave yourselves. And I felt like about this high. We'd gone round the door twice.
That's a disgrace. What do you mean to each other?
A heck of a lot.
As you get older, I think you appreciate these things much more. And you do, you sort of level off age-wise and you become... Yeah, we have.
We
lost our parents quite a lot. Comparatively young, like a long time ago. So,
but yes, we've had a lot going on.
10 years of not being good to you at all, really.
No,
10 or 11
no.
years.
So we're just new start.
Getting back on, yeah.
Isn't it nice to think, you know, that you used to come here as children and all the things that have happened in your lives, and you still come back here together, the two of you, and enjoy the day.
Exactly.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I say it's so funny, things you'll remember. I'm going, oh gosh,
well,
right,
it sparks off things.
Well, you two have a lot to talk about, so.
Do you realise we're interrupting us? How very dare you?
You've put us back by
half. Don't be walking through that revolving door twice again.
I know.
Criminal record, that.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank
yeah.
you very much. Enjoy
no
the day.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Meet You at the Museum with me, JP Devlin. If this has made you feel like taking a trip to your local museum or heading further afield, then don't forget your National Art Pass. It gives you great discounts at hundreds of museums, galleries and historic houses all across the UK, while at the same time raising money to support them.